Our story begins at the Wells residence, where Kyle is talking with CJ.
Hey, Brat. You still talking to me?
No. How could you do that to me? Humiliate me in front of Dara. You ruined everything.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Oh, come on. You can smooth things out. How was I supposed to know she didn't know about your little crush?
Maybe because I've told you 10 times. You never listen to anyone talk but yourself.
I said I was sorry, kid. What else do you want from me?
Nothing! I'll be up in my room.
Don't run off like that, kid.
At Raven and Mac's apartment, Raven is talking with Rex in the living room.
How's Mac?
He's about the same. I made an appointment with a Dr. Sellers for him. He's supposed to be one of the best psychiatrists in the city.
I hope this therapy will help. I hate seeing him like this.
When I talked to the doctor, he said that Mac must have experienced some horrific trauma in the subway and his mind just won't let it go.
And seeing this guy is going to help him get past it.
It has to, Rex. I can't stand seeing him like this. And neither can Marty. Mac is scared, his own son. He would never want that. I have to do whatever I can to help him.
If there's anything I can do to help, don't hesitate to call me.
Rex, I just know that when Mac gets back to his old self, that the two of you will patch things up and be closer than ever.
That's what I'm praying for, Raven. Perry and I are living together now, and maybe he'll see that we're in it for the long haul.
You two seem closer than ever. I can't tell you how happy I am for you.
I never knew that I could be so happy in a relationship with someone. My mother may never accept us, but I'm sick of worrying about that.
She'll come around, Rex. Someday.
At her apartment, Alexandra has just arrived home with news for Adriana.
There you are. Did you find the Gamage's phone number?
No, it's unlisted. But I did find the next best thing, the office number for Judge Richard Gamage.
Ugh, I'll never forget the sight of that man at my trial.
Thanks to baby-stealing Larissa. Anyway, I have his number, and I'm ready to call.
Are you sure this is a good idea?
No, I'm not. But it's the only idea we have at the moment. I'll block my number so he won't know where the call came from.
Well, I hope this doesn't backfire on us.
Hey, we're the Jones family. We always land on our feet.
Back at the Wells residence, CJ is in his room alone, sitting on his bed, holding a pair of scissors.
I hate him, I hate him, I hate him. Everything is ruined now. Everything. There's only one thing that'll make me feel better. Damn you, Uncle Kyle. Why can't anything ever go right for me?
Thank you. Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.